coming back with our 2024 lead. Horrible news. Horrible for Joe Biden in our new CNN poll. While the president leads his Democratic competitors by a huge margin, two-thirds of all of the American people surveyed, 66% of the public, say that a Biden victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the United States.
Oh, no, a disaster. It's a disaster. He's going to be a disaster for the United States. That's Jake Tapper at CNN News, used to be their middle name. And he sounds forlorn, doesn't he? And he had that Mitt Romney hater, that jihadi for the Democrat Party, David Chalian. He's not much of, no, is he? He's not. And but that was Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper, of course, a former Democrat Hill staffer. He got famous in Washington because he went on a date with Monica Lewinsky. That's what led to his fame and fortune in the journalism business. It's like, you know, win a date with Chad Hamilton or whatever that was. Is that what it was? Tad Hamilton, yeah. Yeah, journalism works in mysterious ways. Journalism, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers now, in Washington. It's a great big circle fest and a Democrat Party hot tub. And honestly, you want to stay away from the water in there because that's nasty things going on in there. CNN hits Biden with horrible news as poll shows 66% of Americans, that's about two-thirds of us for Democrats following along, 66% of Americans call a 2020 victory, a prospective 2020 victory for Joe Biden, either a, quote, disaster or, quote, a setback. Those are the two choices. And two-thirds of us say that were Joe Biden to be reelected, how did he get elected in the first place? With a record number of votes. No candidate, no president has ever had as many votes as Joe Biden. And he never left his basement. I think Corn Pop must have voted for him. And Corn Pop's been gone for a long time. So 66% of us, the American people, we Americans, by the way, happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone and happy Friday to everyone. We continue to be at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is our telephone number, which is entirely toll-free. The poll shows that, I love that, POTUS. Like, we're all talking this Washington code now. POTUS is an acronym for President of the United States, and it shouldn't be used by people in the news media, but okay. The poll shows POTUS with weekend support in a Democratic primary challenge against RFK Jr. and Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson. I actually encountered Marianne Williamson at Newsmax about a week and a half ago at their studios in Washington, and we had a very nice conversation, and she seemed to be a very nice person and all of that stuff. Washington is a funny place. CNN delivered the horrible news for President Biden as the network's latest polling offered a grim forecast ahead of his 2024 election bid. It's an election bid. He doesn't know what that means, but he's doing it anyway. It's different being a Democrat. It really is. It's good being a Democrat. The poll released Thursday, that's yesterday, showed a whopping 66% of Americans view Biden's victory, a potential victory in the upcoming presidential election, as either a disaster or a setback for the United States of America. Horrible news for Joe Biden. CNN anchor Jake Tapper and reacting to the poll. These are some bad numbers, he later added. You think, Jake? Gosh. So the numbers are not a complete mystery to you? Because... because, yeah, those are bad numbers. You know, you can't win. And here's the thing I keep talking about. I don't know if Joe Biden's going to be the candidate. And I know that Hillary Clinton was out there the other day saying, oh, yeah, it's legitimate to be concerned about Joe Biden's age because he is old. Boy, is he old. So, yeah, the poll, 41% of Americans say that it would be a disaster if Joe Biden were reelected. 26%, an additional 26%, say it would be a setback. Now, then there are Democrats, hardcore, crazy. They're the ones that loot and riot and burn police cars, and they're growing in number. Many of them are transgender, too. Have you noticed that? And they shop at Target. I have an update on, it's called Target now, Target. It was Target, but now they've changed their name again to Targay. 27% of not very intelligent Democrats say it would be a step forward if Joe Biden were reelected to a second term, and 7% say it would be a triumph. These were the choices. It would be a triumph, a step forward, a setback, or a disaster. Vast majority say a disaster or a setback. 7% say a triumph. I believe that those are the employees of the FBI and the IRS. I think those could be just be the employees of the IRS and the FBI, the FBI and the IRS. Either way you want to put it. But that is, that's pretty disturbing stuff. These guys. With these guys. That's bad. But they had this guy, David Chalian, on, right? And he's a left-winger. He lost one of his media jobs because he was caught on a hot mic one time smearing and slandering Mitt Romney. You know, that terrible man, Mitt Romney, all that. So David Chalian, a corpulent, unathletic, unintelligent, unserious journalist, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, is actually just a bitter activist for the Democrat Party. And he was on with Jake Tapper, again, a former Capitol Hill staffer for the Democrat Party. Uh-oh.
David, when it comes to how voters see Joe Biden and another presidential term, I mean, those are some bad numbers.
Well, I mean, just your basic favorability, favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion of Joe Biden, look at how Americans are rating him, Jake. I mean, 35% favorable, that is remarkably low. 57% have an unfavorable rating.
They're panicking. And, you know, look, CNN's mission is to win the presidential election for whoever the Democrat candidate is and to prop up Joe Biden, even though he's weekend at Bernie's living in the White House, obviously, and he's essentially brain dead. His brain, she's a broke. That brain of his, she's a no good. That's a no good brain. And David Chalian and Jake Tapper, again, you know, Now, Jake Tapper served as campaign press secretary for Democratic congressional candidate Marjorie Margolis Mezvinsky from Pennsylvania. You familiar with her? And then served as her congressional press secretary when she was elected. But pay no attention to that because that's the fast track to success in the news media, not necessarily in politics, but in the news media. Jake Tapper, and again, who is this Marjorie Margolis Mezvinsky person? She, a Democrat member of Congress, Pennsylvania. Her son, strangely heterosexual, married Chelsea Clinton, who looks a lot like Webb Hubble. Let's admit it. Let's be honest. Looks a lot like Webb Hubble, who was a member of the law firm, a partner in the law firm, the Rose Law Firm, the Crooked Rose Law Firm in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Chelsea looks a lot more like Webb Hubble than Chelsea looks like Bill Clinton. No DNA tests has been conducted. CNN.
Only 7% say that a Biden victory would be a triumph for America. 17% say that about Trump. His hardcore supporters are more into him, perhaps, than Biden's hardcore supporters are into him.
Yeah, it's worse for Biden, but for both of them, most of the American people think electing them would be a disaster or a setback for both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the current Democratic and Republican frontrunners.
It is not an election the American people want.
What a country.
What a country. It's not an election the American people want. Now, CNN has to get to work. Saving the Democratic Party.
Nobody for president.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the old yippies, the old yippie chant. I always liked that. Meant to... back in the old days when the yippies were still around when I was a kid, I had found myself in the middle of yippie rallies and they would chant, you know, bongos and stuff, nobody for president, nobody for president. And their other chant was U.S. out of North America, U.S. out of North America, which made me laugh because it was pretty funny, you know. Yeah, and Mezvinsky, who employed Jake Tapper, the Democrat congressman, son Edward married Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and the evil and sinister Hillary Clinton. Boom, 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 boom. Here she comes. Walking down the street, get the funniest looks from. And also keep in mind that she, her husband, was also a Democrat member of Congress, and he found himself in penitentiary because he was convicted of being corrupt. But pay no attention, because when you're a Democrat, none of this really matters. Yes, sir. Democrats. All right, let's see. Where are we? Let's go to so many things. So many crazy things. Yeah, so Jake Tapper. And, oh, we got Dr. Jill Biden. Let's go to Dr. Jill Biden, because this is kind of amusing. Dr. Jill Biden, not a doctor at all. Remember, who was it, Joyless Behar, or was it Whoopi? Because they got Sonny and Whoopi and Joyless on The View. You'd think they'd be happy. They're the most miserable people you're going to find anywhere. Sonny and Joyless. And one of them said that Dr. Jill, I think it was Whoopi, said that Dr. Jill Biden, yeah, she's a heck of a doctor. What a doctor is she? She should be Surgeon General. This is what you get from The View.
I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. His wife.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's wife, because she's, you know, he would never do it, but she's a hell of a doctor.
Yeah, she's a hell of a doctor. I got to tell you, every day's an IQ test. And Karen Johnson, not very bright, also known as Whoopi Goldberg. You know, remember, she's the one that said we needed Roe versus Wade, because every time you went into a ladies' room anywhere in America, there were women sprawled out on the floor giving themselves abortions. You had to step over them. That's what she said, right? That's Whoopi Goldberg. So Jill Biden applause line falls flat. First lady tells audience, listen to this, I thought you might clap for that. So everybody's making fun of her and calling her Jeb Bush, of course. First Lady Jill Biden. And again, this is at the Ronald Reagan Institute, which is right across from the White House, across Lafayette Park, on 16th Street. The Democrats have now labeled Black Lives Matter Plaza. They did that just as the homicide rate in Washington, D.C. began to skyrocket and carjackings went through the roof and all of that. But Dr. Jill Biden, and it's right across from the Church of the Presidents, the beautiful yellow, one of the oldest churches in America. Presidents have been going there forever since shortly after our founding. And the Democrats set it on fire. But nobody's going to jail for 18 years for that, interestingly enough. So here's Dr. Jill Biden. Didn't get the reaction she was expecting Thursday when she delivered what she thought would be an applause line, only for her quip to fall flat, leading her to prod the audience to clap.
I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions.
Democrats.
And I thought you might clap for that.
They're seals. When they're told to clap, they clap. But they don't clap for American values. They're against American values. They want your children's genitals in a mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall's front porch at noon today. Boy, these people. So, got no reaction from the crowd. I thought you might clap for that. No, they're Democrats. You really don't know anything about anything, do you? No, you don't. No, sir. I'm telling you.
We're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world.
Jeb Bush.
Please clap.
Poor Jeb. Poor Jeb. He seems like such a nice man. So sad. Very sad. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to this also. Town Hall, the Heritage Foundation, and the Media Research Center on the job. The Department of Homeland Security has the pyramid. They even put together a graphic. The pyramid of evildoers, of right-wing evildoers in the United States of America. And you'll never believe who is on their pyramid of evildoers. This is really Soviet. This isn't skip the third world. This is second world Soviet style, Chinese communist style stuff. I've got that story for you coming up as well. It's official. Reports say the banking collapse of 2023 is more devastating than the banking collapse of 2008. Remember that? The Great Recession and all of that. Right now, a series of global financial dominoes are continuing continuing to fall, and it doesn't look like it's over yet. Don't wait for the email saying, sorry, your account has been frozen. We've got to take action now to protect what we've worked so hard to build over the years. Time to call my friends at American Alternative Assets and request your free wealth protection guide. Give them a call right there on the phone. You probably have one in your hand. 888-4-GOLD-20. 888, the number 4, the word gold, and 20. 888-446-5360. This invaluable guide will outline the precise steps that you need to take immediately to transfer your IRA or 401k into precious metals, all without tax consequences. Thank you very much. Call American Alternative Assets at 888, the number 4, GOLD-20, to claim your free gold and silver guide and learn everything you need to learn. Once again, call 888-446-5360. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account. Yeah, this Department of Homeland Security thing is really... these people, I've been saying it for years, but it's becoming more and more true. They should start wearing armbands so we can spot them in airports and things. Wait till you hear this one.
As distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Hey, Chris here with some exciting news. Now you can listen to me live on the WMAL app. Doesn't matter if you're in your car, in the office, on the go, the WMAL app delivers crystal clear around-the-clock news coverage anywhere with cell service or Wi-Fi. So don't miss a second of your favorite shows. Download the WMAL app today on the Apple App Store or at Google Play Store.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, let's go to the telephones and talk to the nice people. Let's talk to Mary Ann, calling from Chicago, the professor and Mary Ann. Hey, Mary Ann.
Hi there. I just want to tell you, and this is from the bottom of my heart, that I pray for you, if not every day, at least a couple times a week. I mean, I pray for your safety. And I don't know why some of the people, the broadcasters, why they don't just come out and tell people how many death threats they're receiving. And, you know, because you're walking such a fine line, and I want people to know that. What do you say about that?
Well, it turns out I'm made of mercury. I'm made of mercury, and I'm impervious.
I knew it was something.
It's like Terminator 2. Did you see Terminator 2? Kind of like a Terminator 2 person. It's kind of funny you should say that, Marianne, because Michael Piercy and I were just talking about that during the commercial break, about the threats you receive on various things. And I ignore them and drive an armored vehicle. With some Delta Force personnel coming up through the machine gun turrets. And, you know, it's Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, I don't know what is more dangerous, doing this job or just living in Washington, D.C. I'll find out for you.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is one of the craziest things I think ever seen in my time in Washington, D.C. It's a Washington thing. You know, day before yesterday, I shared with you a story of a 19-year-old who crashed his rented U-Haul truck into a barricade in Lafayette Park, Lafayette Square, just across from the White House. Pennsylvania Avenue goes between Lafayette Park and the White House grounds and the White House. And this 19-year-old, the media was very excited about it. And this is a really, this got really weird yesterday. A Missouri man with a Nazi flag planned for months to seize power and kill President Biden. Authorities say he crashed a U-Haul truck into security barriers near the White House on Monday. It was late at night, according to newly released court documents. The man's name, it turned out, and we didn't find this out right away, Saeed Varshith Kandula, and 19 years old of Chesterfield, Missouri. The Secret Service agents said that he flew to Washington, D.C. from St. Louis. He flew into Dulles Airport with a one-way ticket after 6 months of planning. Now, first, before they found out he was Saeed Varshith Kandula, they were like, oh, he's got a Nazi flag. He's from Missouri. He hates Biden. He's going to seize power. He's going to kidnap or kill the president. And they had all these charges, these incredible charges. So Kandula rented the U-Haul truck, drove to the White House, crashed into the security barrier near the White House in Lafayette Square, waved around a Nazi flag. I don't believe that's true. This is USA Today. I believe that police found the Nazi flag in the back of the truck in a bag, and they took the Nazi flag out and unfurled it and laid it on the asphalt, which is not what you do with evidence in a potential terror attack on the President of the United States in the warehouse. But it's what happened the other day. You know, a wind could come and blow it away. Then the silly Secret Service uniform division officer would be running down the street chasing, hey, don't touch that Nazi flag. That's, you know, and I'm running in my chair here. You hear my, I'm running like, sounds like Hillary Clinton going to the kitchen. So Kandula told police he brought the flag because, quote, Nazis have a great history, end quote, and that he admired their, quote, authoritarian nature, eugenics, and their one world order. Now, it's the left that is all about the one world order and eugenics, and they're authoritarian in nature, all right? Now, of course, keep in mind that the Nazi Party is actually the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Hitler's party, which is a socialist workers' party, okay? And that Benito Mussolini defined fascism as a merger of state and corporate power, which, you know, take a look around, see where that's going on. So that's what the reporting was. It was kind of amazing. He was quickly arrested, and he didn't wave around a Nazi flag that was folded up and in the back of the truck. And you know, there are police, you know, going to respond within about 5 seconds when you crash your U-Haul truck. Although there's a lot of, there are gaps in the video. It's like the Richard Nixon Oval Office tapes. Rosemary Woods might have been around with the video or something. He was quickly arrested by the U.S. Park Police on multiple charges, and prosecutors charged him with damaging U.S. property. That was the first charge. But then they charged him with a whole bunch of things, including, you know, plotting to kidnap and kill the president and the vice president and their families.
Well, Chris, if I can jump in, Michael Piercy here. Reading from the New York Post story on this, he was originally charged with threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president, vice president, or family member, as well as assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, trespassing, and destruction of federal property. His charges have since been downgraded to a single count of depredation of property of the United States in excess of $1,000.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So the fella who was arrested, it was a big, big deal. And then also they told us quite specifically a couple of days ago that he is a U.S. citizen. And we learned yesterday that everything they told us was a crock of hooey. I don't believe that there is any evidence to suggest that Kandula got out of the truck and waved around a Nazi flag. I believe the Nazi flag, which he ordered online, probably from Jeff Bezos, friend of the Democrat Party, through Amazon. They found the flag in the back, and they, in a very strange move, laid it out on the asphalt for photo op purposes, apparently. And they charged Kandula. You think if you're going with the kill the president, kill the vice president, kidnap, harm, and to seize power in the United States. And then yesterday we discover, oh, we're going to downgrade those charges for the 19-year-old Saeed Varshith Kandula. And now we're going to charge him with scratching that pole over there. I think U-Haul is going to have more serious charges to file against him than the Secret Service. And it makes no sense at all. It just doesn't make any sense. Kandula of Missouri slammed the box truck into barriers along Lafayette Square, just steps from the White House, late Monday, U.S. Park Police said. And suddenly the charges are like, he tried to break a window but failed. So what happened to that kill the president, kidnap the president, kill the vice president, kidnap the vice president and their family members, and seize power? Seems like an improbable scenario, I've got to say. But nevertheless, said, and again, at first, the news media was very excited, Nazi flag, U.S. citizen, because they want to blame everything on Republicans. We've had more transgender people perpetrate mass murders lately than, you know, can anybody name like the last white supremacist thing that anybody heard of anywhere? Because I can't. I can tick off transgender massacre suicide attacks in Colorado Springs, where there was one at Club Q, a gay club, perpetrated by a non-binary transgender mass murderer, and then another plotted effort by a transgender to murder people at two different schools. His sister turned him in, and it was stopped, and that's good. Then there was the transgender attacker at the Christian school in Nashville, right? Transgender attacks, and there are more transgender crazy mass murder suicide attacks, but pay no attention to that. Yeah, so much for that kill, kidnapped, inflict harm on the president, the vice president, and family members. Now, your dinghy scratched my anchor. Now it's, Caddyshack reference. Now you crashed a U-Haul truck. Now what, they're not going to charge him for the U-Haul truck? No. I guess U-Haul's going to have to take that up on their own, because I think those charges are going to be more serious than the charges that remain in the case of Mr. Kandula. Oh, who, by the way, is not a U.S. citizen. And they specifically said he is a U.S. citizen because the political agenda, and they're trying to, you know, tag Republicans and conservatives with, and anybody can be a white supremacist now. You know this, right? The whatever he was, south of the border, Latin American that committed a mass murder in Texas recently, they labeled him a white supremacist, right? Remember George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. He's Hispanic. George Zimmerman defended himself. He was the neighborhood watch guy against the Fight Club kid with the burglary tools and the women's jewelry in his backpack and the, you know, never mind that, who hung out, according to his best friend, to beat up the gay guy because he's not that way. Remember that? Trayvon Martin, he stayed around to commit a hate crime, and then the neighborhood watch guy had to shoot him when he was attacked by Trayvon Martin, getting his head bashed against the sidewalk, but pay no attention to that. So that's just another, I mean, honestly, why do we have, would we have any faith in our government agencies and departments when they feed us this crazy stuff all the time? And it just, in things large and small, it turns out you just can't believe anything you see. Official, and they were reading quotes from him. The media had quotes, law enforcement, saying, oh, yeah, I'm here, Hitler is good, and Nazis, and authoritarianism, and I'm going to get Biden. And now, you scratched my toaster. What the heck? And speaking of corruption, and there's a lot of it to talk about, including the FBI going to the Washington Post with their phony Donald Trump smear, which is on the front page of the Post today. But here's Town Hall. Town Hall has the story. Bombshell documents reveal DHS, Biden DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, which should be abolished, wants to paint Christians, conservatives, as Nazis and terrorists. The story written capably and intelligently by Sarah Arnold at Town Hall. And listen to this. The Biden administration has been caught weaponizing its power to paint Christians, you know, the FBI going after Catholic churches, and the left going after how many Catholic churches have been attacked? 300 in just the last year since the abortion thing was leaked by the, you know, left-wing girl, young woman who's clerking at the Supreme Court for one of the Democrat justices. That was leaked. That's led to all kinds of mayhem and terrorism, violent attacks on places of worship, the mobs going after conservative appointees to the Supreme Court, the would-be assassin arrested outside the home of Brett Kavanaugh, not far from this radio station. Now, that's terrorism, but listen to this. Oh, so we got a college professor saying that Republicans on Capitol Hill are engaging in terrorism over the debt ceiling discussions, right? Oh, really? How about the Hunter College professor that held the machete to the neck of the New York Post reporter? Is that terrorism? When she attacked the pro-life students at the table and threw their stuff around and all of that. Is that terrorism? Because that's violence and threats. And then, the machete to the neck. I've got an update on that, too, because she was actually arrested and perp-walked yesterday. But pay no attention. And we have an update on Target because this isn't working out very well for them. So back to Sarah Arnold at Town Hall. The Biden administration has been caught weaponizing its power to paint Christians and conservatives as evil, comparing them to Nazis. According to newly uncovered documents released by the Media Research Center, our great friends at the MRC, Media Research Center, Brent Bozell, and the great people there, Biden's Department of Homeland Security revealed that the woke agency has been using federal funds to destroy the reputations of prominent Christian organizations. Several conservative public policy groups, such as Turning Point USA and the National Rifle Association, Breitbart News, Fox News, and the Republican National Committee. This is really, we're becoming a banana republic if we're not there already, and we may very well be there. We're a banana republic with a big economy. The DHS gave a University of Dayton, Ohio anti-terrorism grant program $352,109 to a group whose filings claim that conservatives are just inches away from being Nazis and terrorists. Yeah, I remember that massacre they perpetrated at that Christian school in Nashville, right? And at Club Q, the gay club in Colorado Springs. And holding the machete to the neck of that reporter, part of the group's grant application to secure funding included a graph titled The Pyramid of Far-Right Radicalization, which was revealed after the Media Research Center submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, because they never give you anything unless the court orders them to do it. And even then, they very often don't. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the program's objective is to create, quote, awareness of the radicalization to violence process and develop and implement modules on the risk of and protective factors for radicalization to violence related to media literacy and online critical thinking. What a crock of feces that line is. The Great Big Circle Fest of Academia. It's worth noting that these seminars often include lectures by members of Antifa who want to infiltrate and surveil conservative groups. Now, Antifa has attacked and injured more police officers than any conservative group in the history of conservative groups, and they've only been around for a few years, although here in the United States they are a radical communist terrorist group founded in Germany in the 1930s, Antifa. And now if your son is a member of Antifa, that's okay. So the materials include a pyramid with right-leaning, you know, like the food pyramid, but it's be afraid of right-wing groups. Right-leaning mainstream groups in the bottom two sections suggesting they invite people to adopt Nazi and militant ideologies in the upper two sections of the pyramid. And the Heritage Foundation, another great, great organization, and even better these days, just being great. Here's the pyramid, and it's really, really something to see. It honestly is. In the pyramid of extremist groups, they have the Republican Party, the elephant of the Republican Party. They have Fox News, the National Rifle Association. They have Turning Point USA. And then, actually, you get up above that, more extreme, they have Prager University, David Prager. Breitbart News, just amazing. Quillette, and then, you know, the next one up for that, you're turning into Nazis right away. It's this is communism. Wow. Just amazing, amazing stuff, I got to say. Yeah, Prager U, that's right in there. That's up a level. That's in the second tier of the pyramid. There are only four tiers in the pyramid. Turning Point USA is in there, too. And a MAGA hat. There's just a picture of a red Make America Great Again hat. And these are the levels of extremism. Now, the left has burned and looted their way through more cities than I could list in a three-hour show. They've made looting so commonplace that stores across America are shutting down because of the left-wing practice of looting. They had to rename the store Louis Vuitton, and shopping centers are now called shoplifting centers. Store owners have to put locks on their doors because lefties. Carjackings are through the roof. Murders are skyrocketing, and combining words. And the Department of Homeland Security has a pyramid of far-right radicalization, including PragerU, Turning Point USA, the National Rifle Association, the Heritage Foundation, honestly. And it's not in the Washington Post today, nor will it be tomorrow. By the way, I checked on it, you know, January 6th, greatest thing that ever happened to the Democrat Party, the greatest gift that was ever given to them. And what happened to Ray Epps, and why was Ray Epps allowed to just go scot-free? Why hasn't he gotten 18 years for inciting, like the Oath Keepers guy? And I checked on the assault on the White House in 2020, President Trump in there evacuated, 180 police officers injured, the Reagan Center attack, the Church of the President set on fire. All charges were dropped. All charges for everyone involved in that were dropped. Dropped. Not pursued, not prosecuted. No one went to jail. That was an insurrection. That was a seditious conspiracy. We live in a very corrupt time, in a very corrupt country. I'm sorry, I'm genuinely sorry to have to say that out loud, but it is 100% true. Just nuts. And I do have an update on Targay. You know, Targay is, as it turns out, paying the price, as it were, kind of like Bud Light. And there is a little bit more on Bud Light, too. What was that woman's name? She should be famous. She'll probably get a job at Wharton or Harvard teaching advertising and business, the Bud Light lady.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.